The following has been recorded in conjunction with OU Torah, the Daf HaShavua Foundation, and Congregation Beth Erim. We are going to continue with Maseches Beis Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We are actually two lines from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. We had previously seen two approaches that the Gemara offered, first Rav Nachman and then Rabbah, to explain the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding an Beis HaShanolda B'Yamtif, an egg which was laid on Yamtif. Rav Nachman explained that Beis Hillel prohibited the consumption of an egg which was laid on Yamtif because it's muksa. And Rav Nachman explained that we're talking about a tanagolas ha'omedes l'gal d'beisim, a chicken which was designated prior to Yamtif for the purpose of laying eggs. Rabbah presented a different possibility, and that is that we are talking about a chicken which is omedes l'achila, that it was set aside for the purpose of consumption, but the reason you cannot eat the egg according to Beis Hillel is because it lacks the proper designation and preparation which is necessary for all foods that are going to be eaten on Shabbos or Yamtif. The Gemara is now going to present two more approaches. First Rabbi Yosef and then Rabbi Yitzchak, who offer different explanations as to why it is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about this egg. So first we will see Rabbi Yosef. Again, two lines from the bottom of Beis and the Beis. Rabbi Yosef says, Gezeira Mishum Peres Hanoshin. Rabbi Yosef says, you know why it is that according to Beis Hillel you cannot eat an egg which was laid on Yamtif? This is a Gezeira. This is a rabbinic decree. Mishum, because of Peres Hanoshin, which literally means fruit which have fallen from a tree. Rashi on the bottom of the page says, Rav Yosef says, time of the base of the Tanagolas Omedes L'Achila Ukudakimna, that the reason for Beis Hillel, first of all, based on the previous assumption that we've established, that we're talking about a chicken, which is Omedes L'Achila, that was designated prior to Yamtif for the purpose of consumption, so there's no muksa problem over here. Beis Hillel the Asri, Beis Hillel who say that it's forbidden to eat this egg, Mishum Peros Hanoshrin Min Ha'ilan B'Shavis, because this would lead to one eating fruit which have fallen from a tree on Shabbos. Because the Kodaita Hash the Gezerahi, Mishum Peres Hanoshin Delo Nachlinu. The Havamina, the working assumption that the Gemara is making at this point, is that this itself is a Gezera that was instituted because it would lead to a person eating fruit which have fallen from a tree. Why would we compare the two? Says Rashi, the Hanami the Peres Hanoshin in Ilan Damya, Sha'afzu Priyanosha. Because conceptually, they are quite very similar. That just as a fruit which comes from its original place of origin, namely the tree, is forbidden for consumption when it falls on Shabbos, so an egg which is coming from its original place of growth, namely the chicken, I can't eat as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Alei Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, wait a second, Peres Hanoshrin Taim Amai. What's the reason why one cannot eat fruit which have fallen from a tree? This is a Gezeira Shemayala V'Yitlosh. This is a rabbinic decree that was instituted because it would lead to a person actually climbing a tree and then removing the fruit itself. Says Rashi, removing a fruit from a tree on Shabbos is an Issa D'Oraisa. That is a biblical prohibition. That is one of the 39 melachos known as kotzer, harvesting. In this case, removing a fruit from a tree from its place of growth is an av melacha. So says the Gemara, hi gufa gezera. The reason why one cannot eat a fruit which has fallen from a tree by itself is because if we allow people to eat fruits which were fallen and are lying there under the tree, this would very likely lead to a person inadvertently forgetting that it's Shabbos, climbing the tree, and removing fruit in a way that is prohibited. So this itself is a gezeira. Va'anan nekom v'nigzar gezeira l'gezeira. And we are then going to go ahead and institute another gezeira, namely that you cannot have an egg which has been laid on Yamtif because it would lead to a person eating a fruit which has fallen from a tree? You can't do that. After all, that's what's called a gezeira l'gezeira. Rashi previously explained that the whole concept of a gezeira's chazal, a rabbinic decree, is because the Torah authorizes chazal to institute, to enact certain gezeira's decrees in situations where they feel that certain behaviors, certain activities may lead to inadvertent violation of Torah of a Torah prohibition. This is based on the pasuk Ushmartem es Mishmarti. The Torah says that you shall guard, you shall protect my Torah. Well, that means that Chazal are authorized to go ahead and create a fence, so to speak, around the Torah. However, they cannot go ahead and make a gezeira, a decree, because of a concern that it would lead to an inadvertent violation of another decree. That's called the gezeira l'gezeira. Chazal are only authorized to go ahead and enact decrees which would prevent a person from directly violating an issa d'oraisa. But to say that something is usur because it would lead to a person violating another gezeira, That's something which is not within the purview, that's not part of that which Chazal are authorized to do. That's called a gezeira legezeira. So Abaye therefore said to Rabbi Yosef, how can you tell me that the reason why a person can't eat an egg which was laid on Yom Tov is because it would lead to Peiros HaNoshrin? Peiros HaNoshrin itself is only a gezeira derabbanan. So you can't go ahead and tell me that something is usher because it would lead to a gezeira. That's called a gezeira legezeira. So Rabbi Yosef answers, second line at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Kula chad gezeirahi. Says Rabbi Yosef, no, you misunderstood. Explains Rashi, lo shetehizu gezeira v'lo asi lidei peiros hanoshen. It's not that this is a gezeira that was instituted because it would lead to a person eating fruit which had fallen from a tree. Ela rather, kishenimnu v'gazwa peiros hanoshen. When Chazal sat around, so to speak, and decided to go ahead and institute a gezeira regarding peiros hanoshen, namely that a person cannot eat fruit which had fallen from a tree, af beitza hayusa b'mashma. Even an egg at that time was included in that general gezeiras chazal. Bava got the last baby shum talisha, even though Rashi points out there's an obvious difference, and that is that eggs do not have to be physically removed from their place of growth. They fall out on their own, and so therefore it's very different than climbing a tree and plucking a fruit. Mihu, nevertheless, bechlau gezeiras chachamim hayusa. Rabbi Yosef explains that it was still included in the general gezeiras chazal. Sha'afi priyanosha, because in a sense it really is very similar. It is also like a fruit which has fallen from its place of growth, its place of origin. And so therefore explains Rabbi Yosef, that's why a person cannot eat an egg which was laid on Yom Tov, because this was part of the general Gezeiras Chazal of Peiros HaNoshrin. Before we go on, just to note that Rashi twice over here indicates that the Isser, the Gezeirah of Peiros HaNoshrin, was one for Shabbos. That a person cannot go ahead and eat fruit which had fallen from a tree on Shabbos, because that would lead to one climbing a tree and removing the fruit from the tree, which would be a prohibition, again, of kotzer and avalacha. Tosos over here in Gezeirah Shemayala V'yiklosh, it's a lengthy Tosos, but towards the end, Tosos wonders, what would be the problem of actually going ahead and climbing the tree on Yom Tov? After all, we're talking here about a Beit HaShanol of Yom Tov. So according to Rashi, the Gezeirah on Yom Tov is included in the general gezeira that was instituted because it would lead to Chil Shabbos. Rashi seems to imply that there would in fact be no problem of going ahead and removing a fruit from the tree on Yom Tov, because after all, this is what's called Ochel Nefesh. Just like you can cook on Yom Tov, you can do other things which are prohibited on Shabbos because it's part of the Hetzer of Ochel Nefesh. Rashi seems to imply that going ahead and plucking a fruit from a tree on Yom Tov would be a Hetzer Gomer. After all, that's for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. But Tosos disagrees. Tosos wonders, after all, why do I need any sort of gezeirah here at all? After all, it should be mutar mishum ochel nefesh, like Rashi seems to say. And Tosos says, actually, no, it would not be. And Tosos, at the end, quotes Yerushalmi, Shittus Yerushalmi, that tells us that not all malachos are permissible on Yom Tov mishum ochel nefesh. Some are and some are not. And how do we know which are and which aren't? So we know that the first 11 malachos, as recorded in the Gemara and Shabbos, Dafayin Gimel, actually, the Mishnah and Shabbos, so the first 11 are what's called the Sidur de Pas, the order of making bread. And we literally start from the beginning and go all the way to the end, following the sequence of how bread is prepared. So Tosfos says over here that the heter of Ochel Nefesh only applies to those malachos which are milisha ve'elach, which means from the purpose, from the point of kneading the dough and onwards. However, malachos which have come beforehand, such as kotzer, like we have in this case, removing wheat, or in this case fruit, from its place of growth, that is not bechlau, that is not included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. So according to Tosos, it would be prohibited to actually go ahead and remove a fruit from a tree on Yom Tov. This would not be included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh. It's a machlokas, we showed him how we paskin, some say it's asumi d'rabbanan. So different opinions, but just to be aware of the fact that it's not clear, certainly not from the Gemara, that a person may not, in fact, go ahead and remove a fruit from a tree on Yom Tov. What is clear is that removing a fruit from a tree on Shabbos is prohibited. And Rashi, anyway, seems completely satisfied saying that the machlokes between Bishan and Hillel, that an egg which was laid on Yom Tov, may in fact relate to that. Because just like you can't eat a fruit which has fallen from a tree on Shabbos, included in that is eating an egg which has been laid on Shabbos, and even on Yom Tov. Okay, the Gemara continues now with the fourth and final opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines from the top of the page. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Gezeira Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the reason why Beis Hillel prohibited an egg which is laid on Yom Tov is because this is a gezerah, like we said beforehand, this is a decree, rabbinic decree, Mishum Mashkin Shezavu, which means that it was instituted because it would lead to a person eating or drinking juice that have flowed from the fruits on their own on Yom Tov. What's the background here? So Rashi says, Mishum Mashkin Shezavu, the Kaimelan, because we hold lahalacha, Asur in the Babayom, that fruits which have naturally expelled juices on their own are prohibited on that day. Ketetnan, as it says in the Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, Vimyatim Yasman Asurin, Ubeitanami Dami Luhushizava Vyasas Mimakam Shahisa Balua. That an egg is similar in that respect, because it sort of comes out of the chicken, much like fruit juices would go ahead and sort of ooze out of the fruit. So here the Gemara asks, very similar question we saw earlier. Amalei Abaye, wait a second. Mashkin Shizavu Taimimai. What's the reason why a person cannot eat mashkin, liquids, juices, which have flowed out of the fruit? Gezeira shema yischot. This is a what? A gezeira decree that was instituted because it would lead to squeezing. Says Rashi, schitas peros, squeezing fruits on Shabbos or Yom Tov is prohibited. This is a tolda, this is a derivative of the av malach of dush. Dush is threshing. That you are removing something from its shell, its container, just like removing wheat from its shaft, from its shell, is prohibited on Shabbos. This is one of the Yav Malachos. So too, squeezing a fruit of its juices is prohibited on Shabbos. This is an Issa Doraisa, and this is known as Schita. So says Abaye to Rabbi, the whole reason why Mashkin Shezavu, why you're not permitted to go ahead and eat liquids or juices which have come out on their own from fruits on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is it's a gezeirah, a decree, Shema Yischot, that it would lead to a person squeezing. If I have an orange and some juices come out on their own and I start drinking it, so I may be tempted to go ahead and squeeze the orange in order to get more. So he gufa gezeirah. So this itself is a gezeirah. Va'anan nekom v'nigzah gezeirah l'gezeirah. Same question we had earlier, only in a different case. The whole Isser of Mashkin Shezavu is only Gezeirus Chazal. How then can Chazal go ahead and institute another Gezeirah on top of that? That you can't eat an egg which was laid on Yom Tov because it will lead to Mashkin Shezavu? That's called the Gezeirah L'Gezeirah. Once again, Chazal can only institute one decree to prohibit one from violating an Isser D'Oraisa, but a decree that was instituted because it would lead to the violation of another decree, that again is beyond the scope of that which Chazal are permitted to do. This is called a gezeira l'gezeira. So here as well, the Gemara gives the same answer that we saw earlier, kula chavi gezeira hi. That no, this is all one gezeira. And Rashi says, kideprishis, as we explained earlier, kishagazva mashkin shazavu, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, when the rabbi sat down and they made a gezeira known as mashkin shazavu, that you cannot eat juices which have naturally flowed from a fruit on Shabbos and Yom Tov, af beitzah ha'yisah b'mashma, they included in that gezeira not only juices which have come from a fruit, but even eggs which have been laid on Shabbos and Yom Tov were also prohibited. This is all mishum mashkin shezavu. Continues the Gemara, kulhu k'rav Nachman l'amru. Now we have seen already four opinions. First for Nachman and Rabbah, then Rabbi Yosef, and now Rabbi Yitzchak. We understand, says the Gemara, why kulhu, why the others, namely Rabbah, Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yosef, do not hold like Rav Nachman, Kikushin. Because you may recall that we had a question with Rav Nachman's Shita. Rav Nachman is the one who said, Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel was about Muksa. So we left off with a question, and according to Rav Nachman, why is it that the Mishnah only records Machlokas regarding the egg? Really, they should be arguing about the chicken as well. So Rav Nachman's answer, while satisfying to him, left us with a question, and we could therefore understand and appreciate why it is that his colleagues did not necessarily follow his position. Similarly, says the Gemara, "Kirabu nami lo amri hachanu leslahu." We also understand why the other opinions recorded over here were not necessarily inclined to follow the sheet of Rabba in his explanation of the Mishnah, because hachanu leslahu, because they in fact do not hold of hachana, meaning this idea that Rabba had, known as hachana the Rabba, that food which is going to be consumed on Shabbos or Yom Tov requires special designation and preparation prior to Shabbos Yom Tov on a day of Chol, So that's a chiddush. That was a unique, novel idea. That was Rabbah's idea, but not everyone held with that. And so therefore we can understand why not everybody's going to hold like Rav Nachman, and not everyone will necessarily follow the position of Rabbah. El Rabbi Yosef, my time of Lamech Rabbi Yitzchak. However, Rabbi Yosef, who said that the reason why you cannot eat a Beit HaShnol B'Yomtif is because it will lead to Peiros HaNoshrin. That's part of the issue of Peiros HaNoshrin. My time alone with Rabbi Yitzchak. Why did he not follow Rabbi Yitzchak's idea? Rabbi Yitzchak, who said Mashkin Shazavu, so why would he prefer his approach over Rabbi Yitzchak's? So Rabbi Yosef would say the following to you. Beitza Uchla Uperos Uchla. Yosef looked at the case and he says, listen, beta and egg is food, uperos uchla, and fruit are food. La'afuke, this would certainly come to exclude a case of mashkin, the lav uchla. In other words, Rav Yosef did not think for a moment that an egg should be included in the issue of mashkin shazavu, because conceptually, it's very different. We understand, says Rav Yosef, why a person would confuse a fruit with an egg, because after all, they're both food. However, mashkin, liquids, juices, are completely different. Even though you eat them, they're completely different. They have a completely different consistency, a completely different form, and therefore there would be no reason to include the issur of Beit HaShnol B'Yomtif in B'chlal the Gezerah of Mashkin Shazavu. And so therefore, that's why Rabbi Yosef preferred his explanation, namely, of Peiros HaNoshrin, rather than Rabbi Yitzchak's explanation of Mashkin Shazavu. The Gemara now asks the question the other way around. Rabbi Yitzchak, my time alone with Rabbi Yosef. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak prefer his explanation, namely that the Gezeira was son of Mashkin Shazavu, rather than Rabbi Yosef, who says that it's Mishum Peiros HaNoshrin, because it would lead to a person climbing a tree and plucking a fruit? Amalach, he'll say, Beitza Belua, Umashkin Belua. He'll say, conceptually, I actually see a greater similarity between the case of Beitza and Mashkin. Why? Because the Beitza is Belua, which means prior to being laid, the egg is absorbed into the body of the chicken, Umashkin Beluin. And similarly, the liquids, the juices, are absorbed inside the fruit. Lafuke Peros, the Megalu Vakaimu. This is very different than Peros, which from the very beginning are actually revealed, they're exposed. And so therefore, Rabbi Yosef says, it seems to me much more likely that a person would go ahead and make a mistake, confuse a case of Beitza with Peros HaNoshrin, because after all, with the case of Mashkin Shazavu, because after all, it's absorbed into its source of growth, right? Both juices and eggs originate in a place where you can't see them. They're covered. They're not exposed. And only later they sort of come out, as opposed to the case of Peiros HaNoshrin, where a pre, from the very moment of its conception, it continues to grow, but it's Magul V'Kaima. Once again, it's revealed. It's open to all. So the Gemara is pointing out that the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchak really is a machlokas that comes down to the perception that both of them have as to how similar a beitza is to a case of a pri hanoshar, a fruit which has fallen from a tree, or mashkin shazavu. And that really comes down to an assessment that's being made over here, because they both have similar features, and then they have things that make them dissimilar. And so therefore, Rabbi Yosef and Yitzchak maintain their respective positions because they feel that it's more similar to one case or the other. So we have now seen four different approaches. First, again, Rav Nachman, then Rabbah, then Rabbi Yosef, and then Rabbi Yitzchak, as to why it is that Beis Shammai Yisrael argue regarding the status of an egg which was laid on Yom Tov. Even though these are the only four opinions that we're going to see in the Gemara, there's going to be further discussions and analysis of these opinions as we're going to see in the Gemara that follows.